Okay, so I'd interrupt. Everyone's looking so stark, Baruch Hashem. Just to try to bring it all together, because we don't have time to do the whole pamphlet, so maybe by just speaking it out, we'll get most of the pratim. So I don't think it's a two-week program. I think it's a 1 week. But before we start, also Rabbi Ashtroff put out a sheet over here. Whoever's interested in coming to the Ulam Malka should sign up his name. Show chizik for the shul, Kursa Taif, to having us on this beautiful program. Okay, so as we know this year, it's an Ibra Chaydish, and that means that we have two Adars. So we're faced with this kind of a dilemma over here. If you have two Adars, and we know that Purim is an Adar, so which Adar do we have Purim? And it's Naged, all the different halakas, and we'll see that sometimes it's chalak between the different mitzvahs of Purim. Sometimes we could do it, we should do it on the first month, sometimes not. But the Mishnah says, the general rule, Ein bein adar rishon la adar sheni ela kriyas megillah matanas levein. That the chilek, there's no difference between adar rishon and sheni, only kriyas megillah matanas levein. So the Mishnah is pointing out that kriyas megillah matanas levein has to be done b'sheni. So the shaila is over here, like the Mishnah brings down like a klal. Is it bedafka? Is there other mitzvahs which the Mishnah is implying is not so, that you would do it even in Adar Rishon? So that's the Gemara discusses relevant to other mitzvahs. So for example, the Arba Parshias, for example, Shalach Manos, for example, Suda of Simcha Mishta. What are the halachas of those halachas? Do we do that also in Adar Rishon or not? The Mishnah doesn't tell us. So two of those things, the Gemara does, one of those things the Gemara does, handle, and that's the end of the Arba Parshias. And the Gemara brings down, actually it's a machloikis, according to the way Rashi learns, if you did Arba Parshias in the Rishon, and then you found out there was an Ibar, should you do it again on the Sheni? So the Gemara brings down machloikis, the Tanakama, and Rav Shimon Gamliel, and we pass along like Rav Shimon Gamliel, that the Arba Parshias is only done in the Sheni, in the second one. So far, that means even if you did it in the Rishon, you have to do it again. So we have over here so far, Kriyas Megillah, Matanas Lev Yainim, Arba Parshias, all have to be done in the Sheni. And I, L'chor, the Mishnah should have said Arba Parshias. So the Gemara says there's a Chasuri Mechsura, and you have to put into the Mishnah the word Arba Asar. We're only discussing the Chalukim of Arba Asar, we're not discussing the Chalukim of the whole Chaydish. Okay, fine. The Gemara also brings down another opinion, which is not brought down in the Mishnah, which is directly opposed to the Mishnah. And that's Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yossi, who holds that Kriyas Megillah will be Berishon. And the Gemara brings down different svaras that we're going to go into soon. But before we go into it, we just want to just recap a little bit. We did not really have a decisive answer over here of what's going to be with Simcha Mishta. Are you knowing that permission or not? So there is two diyukim on that, which are sizer each other, and that's going to be involved with the Achrayim and the Rishayim. The Taisus Rabbi Bermerks the Shaila, it's a stira because the Mishnah says, Kriyas Megillah Matanas Levayim Bovad. Smash everything else, Simcha and Mishta. The halacha is that you should do on Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni. That's what the Pashup Shah in the Mishnah is. The only thing is, the Braisa adds in another halacha, which we didn't say yet, and that's Hesped and Tainus. And over there, the Braisa says clearly, Zev is Eshavin. They're both equal. And that means that one, Loyalenu, someone has a mace, he's not allowed to give a Hesped or a Zevus of Tainus on Yud Dalet and Tesvav of Adar Rishon. So over there it says, Zev is Eshavin. It seems to imply there's nothing else that's shavin. That means Mishtav Simcha is not shavin. They're not shavin. So we have a stira in the Gemara itself when it comes to Simcha v'Mishtah. Do we medayik like the Mishnah that says that only Matanas Lev Yainim and only Mikra Megillah is the chilek, but Simcha Mishtah will be the same? Or do we medayik from the Braisa that says Hesped and Tainus is shoven, but everything else is not shoven. There's nothing else that's shoven between Adar Rishon and Rosh Hashanah. So we're going to go into that and discuss that shaila as well. But going back to this machlokes over here, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yossi, and the Mishnah. So the Gemara says svaras over here. What are the svaras? So the Gemara says that according to Rabbi Elazar, so the Gemara says, it starts off saying that b'chol shana v'shana, do it like every year. Well, every year, how do you dash that? Every year, Purim comes out after Shvat. Well, every year, Purim comes out before Nisan. So this doesn't help us. This b'chol shana v'shana is not going to help us unless I have something else that's going to imply what you do. So the Gemara says, well, there's svaras. Rabbi Elazar says a svara. Eim evirin ala mitzvahs. That we have a discussion. The Tori Yavin discusses, does the Gemara mean Eim evirin ala mitzvahs? Eim evirin ala mitzvahs, he says, is more like by the let's say you have to do Dishan Mizbeach or the Menorah, and the Kohen comes out of the Heichel first. So the first one he meets, he has to do that mitzvah. He shouldn't pass by and go back to do that mitzvah. So that would be Eim evirin ala mitzvahs. Or let's say, in the morning by talis and tefillin, right? You're supposed to put your talis on first, then your tefillin. So you took out your tefillin by mistake. So the halach is you have to put your tefillin on. Why? Eim evirin ala mitzvahs. You can't take your tefillin, put it down. And kol shekein, if let's say you started a mitzvah and to stop doing this mitzvah to do another mitzvah, or to do divrei chol, no, Eim evirin ala mitzvahs. But over here, we're talking about a zman issue. Like, for example, it says, Mila is kosher kol hayom. So, what are you going to say? Eim evirin ala mitzvahs I should do in the morning? That's not Eim evirin ala mitzvahs. I'm going to do the mitzvah today. Shai is when I should do it. That's not a shai of Eim evirin. That's a shai of Zrizis Magdim ala mitzvahs. So, Zrizis Magdim ala mitzvahs, everything says, the Gemara is lav dafka. He wants to tell you that that's what the Gemara means. From the other Achrayim, it's not so much like that. They tackle learn. It's a real Eim evirin ala mitzvahs. For example, these tshuvas over here that discuss, let's say a person is in jail and they let him off one day, so should he take the first day to go to Minyan, to go to put out the tefillin, or should he wait to Yom Kippur or a more holier day? So over there they say, no, the Eim evirin ala mitzvahs, you take the first day. So they compare that sugya to our sugya, and they say, well, what do you mean by our sugya? We say, Maviral mitzvahs, Saimek Gula Lagula, according to Rosh Hashanah Gamliel, and do the second Adar. So you see that to do something more chashuv, you say Maviral mitzvahs. And this is the Chacham Tzvi, and others ask on that psak from our sugya. But you see that they are comparing it to a Maviral mitzvahs. They just say Chalukim, they say that it depends. If it's two different mitzvahs or it's the same mitzvah, if it's the same mitzvah, we also have to look at how it could be meshabeach the mitzvah. For example, like Kiddush HaChodesh. So you do Kiddush HaChodesh on Maitzi Shabbos because you're more mevusim dik. You have Shabbos clothes, you're more besimcha, so therefore we do it Maitzi Shabbos. But you could do it earlier. No, but you make the mitzvah better by doing it Maitzi Shabbos. So here also, they hold that simply your Saimek Gula Gula becomes better, and therefore you should do it then instead of doing it before. But you just see from those Achrayim that they compare it to the words of Eim Evirin ala Mitzvahs, and we'll see also the Chassam Sofer also discusses that issue as well. but it comes out that that's the basic Machlokes. So Rabbi Rabbi Yossi holds Eim Evirin ala Mitzvahs, and therefore you should do the first one. Where according to the Rishon Gamliel, he holds that Saimek Gula Gula, according to the first Teretz in the Gemara, is more important, and therefore we should make the mitzvah better, and that overrides the Indian of Zrizas, or that overrides the Indian of Mavirin ala Mitzvahs, and they want to bring a proof from over here that when you can make the mitzvah better, that taka overrides it.
But Eim Mavirin ala Mitzvah, as you're saying, there's an assumption that there is that mitzvah in the first Adar.
Oh, okay, that's some cipher. Okay, yeah, okay, we'll get it. So that's how he wants to answer that question, what they hold. But just the other Achrayim don't seem the Chacham Tzvi, right, doesn't seem to say like that. And also the Tur Yevin also, not much like that.
The time, that the 14th and 15th day of Adar is a holy time,
right,
whether there's a mitzvah there or not.
Exactly. So the question is there a mitzvah?
Okay, so the other svar that the Gemara says is, because we have a pasuk that says Shainis, and Shainis tells us always do on the second month. So do the second month. So good. So we have a machlokes Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yossi, who says everything should be the first month, because this is Indian of either Zrizus Matir Lemitzus or Emavir Lemitzus, so we should do it the first month. And we have the Shem Gamliel that says, no, it should be done the second, because why? It says Shainis. And the Gemara says, why need both? Gula Gula and Shainis. He says, otherwise I would think that you should do on both months, Kamash Mulan. No, Sama Gula Gula, or the other way around, whatever. Yishmin Shainis, Havim Yavidchil Barishan Ubishaini. You should do it both, Kamash Mulan, Bechol Shana Vishana. Do it like you do every year. So we have two drushes, Chol Shana Vishana and Shainis. So, but that's a machlokes. Is it because some are gula gula, or is it because of shainus? But let's get back to this other question about the suda. Is there chiyuv also on rishon as well? So it would seem from the Gemara that, again, so we have these two diukim in the Mishnah, and Tosfos handles these two diukim, and he says that he comes out that there is no mitzvah of suda. I mean, it's a little interesting lashon. You don't have to be machmer. Okay, so it's a grace of chumer, right? To have a suda, right? Another thing, machmer, like Reb Chaim Brisker asked, why such a machmer? I'm a machmer, I'm mekel. I hold you can learn on Tisha B'Av. I'm a mekel, right? So he said he calls it a chumra, that to do a mishnah v'simcha, but he doesn't really answer the question. He doesn't really like, so what is it? Which diak is better? The diak of the mishnah, that we said that mashna simcha v'mishnah is by both, because only Matanis Lev Yoinim and Mikra Megillah is by the second one, or the Diak from the Brisa that says that by Hesman and Tainus they're shoving, but by nothing else they're shoving. So Tosfos brings down both those Diukim, but he's not machria really which one, how to make which Diak. He just says at the end, he says that Uriah to the Mastisan, he says mash like this, that they're both equal for this, but Veloina Hira, because he brings down the guy who has been tied is David Zeshavin, Michal the Simcha Mishta Leka. He doesn't, but he just said before the Diak and the Mishta is Mashma that you should do Mishta with Simcha on the first one. And then he just says, well, no, because Hesman and Tainus tells us Nishtazai from the Diak, but he doesn't really like answer up. So this is a problem that we have to go into. And the second problem is like, what is it? If it's not really Purim, so then why are we doing anything on Adar Rishon? The Kriyas Megillah we don't do, Matan Sevayim we don't do, Shalach Manus we'll see. So what is the, why should we do anything on this? And the Ran, Taka brings down in Machlokes, he Taka holds, you should have a Mishnah with some, he makes the Diak from the Mishnah, that the Ikka Diak is from the Mishnah, that you should go ahead and make Mishnah with Simcha also on Adar Rishon as well. Now he has a shtickle hechach. I have heard this stira over here. He wants to say it's not a stira, because he says, "What's the makor, the source that we know the halacha of hesped? You know where it is? It's from the pasuk in the Megillah that says that you should have simcha and mishta. From there we learn out. Well, if you have to have simcha and mishta, you should not have hesped and tainus. So he says, since the Gemara says they're shoven." The Gabi the Halacha of Hesped and Tainus, automatically we're also saying you should have Mishnah V'Simcha. Because where is the source that we learn out the Halacha of Hesped and Tainus? From Mishnah V'Simcha. And if you're telling me you're also to have Hesped and Tainus, even on the first one, Al Korcha, because you're dashing the Pasuk of Mishnah V'Simcha also. So therefore, Hainu Hach, and it's like Chama Saimana, wants to say. Even though it's a little schwer, because this is the Kasha. So then let the Gemara say, v'shavin, b'mishnah v'simcha. The whole source of the makor that we should do is from mishnah v'simcha, say the ikar source, and then we'll automatically know, well, if you have to have mishnah v'simcha, well, no, it's aser hesped v'tainus. Why is the Gemara go to the limud, what we're learning out from, hesped v'tainus? It doesn't go to the source. So the Vilna Gaon wants to...
Is there a mishnah v'simcha on Rosh Chodesh?
What?
Is there a key mishnah v'simcha on Rosh Chodesh?
So, I think there is some kind of a chiyuv.
I don't think there was.
What?
It's like every day that there's Hesper has the times, there's also a chiyuv mishnah v'simcha.
Oh, okay, so...
I would have said not like that. I would have said, what's the connection between the two? So what do we mean over here?
You're asking on who? You're asking on the Ran?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I think the Rambam going to ask that question.
Oh, he asked that question.
Yeah. He says it's not Talis Abizah.
If we're learning negative, why do we have to learn positive?
Yeah. No. But his question is, if it's from the words Mishnah V'Simcha, if you're learning from those words, so L'chaira in those words state that it's Asa Ibaspin B'Tainus. And if you're learning from those words that the Issa has to be tied, so L'chaira, you should be learning out Mishnah V'Simcha also, because L'chaira, those are the sources of the words. That's what he says. But the Vilna Goyen brings down, and that'll be L'chaira what Taisus holds. No, he learns when the Megillah says Shainus, it's going on all the mitzvahs. All the mitzvahs that's written down the Megillah, Shalach Manais and Mishnah V'Simcha, whatever is Negeya Purim is Shainus, which was the second rush in the Gemara, that we only do it Ad Hasheni. So why is it also a Basta B'Tainus then? If the whole source, like the Ran says, is from Mishnah V'Simcha, and according to the Goyen, it's always Shainus, so where? See, there's a whole different thing. It comes from Megillas Tainus. Megillas Tainus was the Gemara brings it down, I think it was Tanoim, that says, lists a whole bunch of things that it's also Basta B'Tainus. And one of the things is, Adar Aleph is also Basta B'Tainus. So it's a halakha takana of Megillas Tainus, has nothing to do with the source from the Megillah, and therefore there's no source to learn out anything about Mishnah V'Simcha over here, and that's l'chaira what Taisus would hold. So according to that, it's very, very good that Taka has nothing to do with Purim. I mean, it has something to do with Purim, I guess, because that's why the Megillah Tainus said it. But you don't have to ask a question like a Manushak. If you don't do anything on Adar Rishon, why should you do Hesped B'Tainus? But you see that other Achraim didn't hold like that, and they tried to tackle this issue. L'chaira, how do you know there's no din Mishnah V'Simcha on Adar Rishon? So first of all, you have the Ksav Sofer over here. He wants to bring the proof from the Mishnah and says, no, we see in the Mishnah Gufa the diak that we made that Ein Bein, Adar Rishon L'Adar Sheni, Ella, Matalas Avyonim, Ukiyas Megillah Bavan. We want to make this diak, but Mishnah V'Simcha, you are Chayev, is not a diak, he says. And he brings down the Rambam. The Rambam says that Iker Simcha says you spend more money on Marbais, you should spend on Matalas Avyonim, more than you spend on Sudas Purim. And he says why? He says, the Ein Simcha L'Noisim, by you giving matas of yoinim, and you megadol your simcha, and therefore that's the ikar simcha, and it's more simcha. So you should be memayit in the Sudas Purim to give matas of yoinim. So according to this Rambam, Ksav Sofer says if that's true. Since we said on the whole law of Matas Avyonim was only on Adar Sheni, that the Mishnah says beferish, what do you mean? If there's a mitzvah of Mishnah V'Simcha, you can't on Adar Rishon, you can't do it without Matas Avyonim. That's what the Rambam is saying. The Rambam is saying is the Iker Simcha is given Matas Avyonim. Al Karchach, since the Mishnah says Matas Avyonim is only by Adar Sheni, it must mean there's no mitzvah of Mishnah V'Simcha and Adar Rishon. That's what he wants to say. So he wants to say that as far as at least the Yukim, it's not a stira between the Brisa and between this. But this question of L'chaira, how do you spar it? In other words, how do you divide it up? Like, why should there be an Indian of Hesped and Tainus and not Mishnah V'Simcha? Like, what's going on over here? So according to Vilna Goyen, it's very good. Because according to Vilna Goyen, it really has nothing to do with Megillah. It's just this new halacha of Megillah's Tainus that you should do Hesped and Tainus. But some Sefer wants to answer it, Kipshutai, that we're doing the Hesped and Tainus because of the Chi of Purim. So how do you divide up the two things? So he says like this. He says, what's the whole Chi of over here to make a Mishnah and a Simcha and so forth? He says the whole Chi of is Rabbanim. So he says, but there's a Ramban that says, and in Megillah, about Megillah's Tainus, he says that it's a Deraisa. Why? It's to be Zecha, the Nisim that happened. Why? Because we have this Kal V'Chomer from Mitzrayim. If Hashem took us out from Shibud L'Cheirus, so we make a Yom Tov, we make a whole Yom Tov out of it. So Kol Shekein, which the Gemara brings down, Mimisa L'chaim, we also should make a Yom Tov. So he says, according to this, Min HaTorah, you have a chiyuv in a Torah to make a mishnah v'simcha on Purim in order to celebrate in zecher the nes that we were saved mechaim l'mavis. Mavis l'chaim. Yeah. Okay. Well, kihem chayenu. So that's the ikar chayim. Okay. So. Right. What? No, I don't know. I'm not sure about that. So he says like this. He says interesting chap. He says, one second over here. He says that he has this kasha. If you don't make Purims, why do you make Hafsatayas? He says, why am I so we make Mrs. Purim on the second adder? Like Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yosi's Taina, we should do it first. So he says, he uses both for us. There's Odaf from doing a, what's it called, from doing a mitzvah minimum of her. So what's the pshat over here? So he says, that someone wanted to say. That's only a mitzvah that's already mechuyev. So already mechuyev, you have all these svaras. There's reason of the mevila mitzvah, but over here, the shayla over here, we want to establish it. We want to establish a mitzvah. Right. Nothing tells me in these halachas that I'm mechuyev to establish the mitzvah on Adar Rishon. The mitzvah's not here yet. The shayla is to establish it, no, we don't do. But he says that's only negay all the other mitzvahs, like Kriyas Megillah, Matas Rav Yoinim, Shalach Monais, Sudas Purim. You can say that those mitzvahs are not here yet, so there's none. But he says, but there is a mitzvah deraisa here, the Kavu Chaimi that we brought down, is a mitzvah deraisa. So that's already here. So that's already here. So his kash is, we should, else this halacha of Zrizus and Ein Mavirin, we should make the mitzvah on Adar Aleph, because now we're dealing with a deraisa that's already here, ready. And then he says, you can be yoytzu with hesped and tainus. In other words, how much you have to do to be yoytzu that halacha, to mekayim that deraisa, you could do that with any anything. So hesped and tainus would be enough. And he says a svara. Why? The svara is because the other mitzvahs of Sudas Purim, it's really better to do it later. And Kriyas Megillah Kasayim Gula Gula. It's really better. Just if this would be a deraisa, you wouldn't have a choice because Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvahs. But now what I could do is I could make the mitzvahs better by doing it the second month. And how am I mekayim the first month of the deraisa that I could do with Hesped Tainus? And Hesped Tainus is not any better the second month and the first month, so I could do that the first month. The other mitzvahs I could do better the second month, that taka I should do better, and I'm not over on Ein Mavirin because over there those chiyuvim didn't come yet, so therefore I could push it off to the second adar. So the Chasam Sofer answers Meir Dikateres all the kashas, like L'chayra, why is it that L'chayra, it's he answers this question, well, how can you be mechal between the spadim and between the other mitzvahs? Why should we give any chashivas to Adar Rishon or not? As far as the etzim stira that we said in the, like Tosfos says, between the Mishnah and between the Braisa, so that we have to say, like we said before, that either the pshat is that it's not, that's not the makor for Hesped HaTainus, but that won't fit into the Chasam Sofer. Do we have another teretz for that kasha? Do we do another teretz? I don't remember. I'm not sure. You have the Ksav Sofer. That's not austere because he said that it is in the Mishnah. By saying you're not chayiv matas lav yayinim, it's automatically saying you're not chayiv in Sudas Purim. Okay, just out of Urcha, there's a whole different way of learning the whole Gemara, not like we learned till now, and that will answer this question, that there is really no mitzvah of Hesped and Tainus. That Adar Sheni is the Iker, and it's the ikar for everything. And then we don't need the Chasam Sofer's teretz, we don't need the Ksav Sofer's teretz, and the ikar. The Gemara says in the Braisa, Hesped B'Tainus Shavin. So he says like this, no, the whole Gemara is talking about in the case, which is Mashman in the Mishnah. The case was, they didn't know yet it was Adar Sheni. They went ahead and thought it was only one Adar, and they lay in the Megillah. Here, Koras the Megillah B'Adar Rishon. That's the Pashim Shavin, the Mishnah. They already read the Megillah. That means they didn't know it was an Ibra Chaydish. Then Vinis Abra Shana. Then they had an Ibra Chaydish. Okay, says the Mishnah. Now, what you read is nothing. You got to do it again. Matanz Levin, Chris Megillah, and so forth. You got to do it. And that the Gemara said, then Bryson brings a diak that Hob has been Tanz Shavin. So we're talking about a situation where he laid the Megillah, and on the day of Purim, they found out, we did all this for nothing. Oh, okay, well, that's so gefährlich. But Lemaisa, we got to do it again. Adr Sheni, you might not think it's so bad, but about your wife, I don't know what she thinks. But anyway, that's the situation we say, Behesmin of the Taina Shavim, it's equal. But in a regular case where I know that there's two Adars, and I know that Purim is going to be the second Adar, there's no halachas of the first Adar, regarding Hespid, regarding Tainus, regarding Sudais, there's nothing that's going to be the same. So according to this, sort of answers all the kashas. It says that like okay, maybe not that Diak of Suda, I'm not sure won't answer that, but
it's
at least
they didn't do Hespid B'Tainus and Adar Aleph, and they're allowed to do Hespid B'Tainus and Adar Beis.
According to this, if they know it's Adar, they don't know.
No, they didn't know, and they didn't do Hespid B'Tainus and Adar Rishon.
No, right, so then...
So they're allowed to do Hespid B'Tainus.
No, why? That's the real... That's the real Purim. The Adar Sheni is the real Purim. Of Adar you can't do.
The Gemara said, Lehendo, that Hespid B'Tainus is Zebizeh Shalom.
In this case.
But when
in this case. Where they didn't know.
That might have to happen. What do you mean? They already passed. No. It happened.
No, so I think the Gemara's Kiddush is, I mean, that since you thought it was Purim, right?
Yeah.
So this, and you read the Megillah, you can't do Hespid B'Tainus today. Even though now I know it's not really Purim.
I mean, you found out on your Yudala.
Right, you found out on your
Yudala. They decided on your Yudala
That's how the Torah learned. Did you see the Torah? I'm just going Keseder in the pamphlet. I'm not making up things over here. Here, he says, it's on page Chav Beis. He says over here, he says that we say the Hespid and Tainus Shavin. Tainu Dafka Kishakor HaMegillah Uboi Bayoim Nirilhem Labris Hashana. Avi Im Loikor HaMegillah Mutarim Behespid B'Tainus. So that's what the Torah says, and it's the rush. He's being on the rush. So that's a whole Chiddush in the Gemara. But according to that, like everything is great. Like there's no halachas of Adar Rishon at all. But Lemaisa, that's not the halach. He brings down the Rambam, doesn't like that. And like these Rishonim, don't like that. Okay, so what is Lemaisa the Maskana? In the halacha, so you look on page Chaf Gimel. Yoyim Arbaasa, the Chavish Shasta, Shabbat, Rishon, Eilef Alpnei. Okay, so he says, Vasurim Behesmu the Tainus. The halacha is you are Asur, not like the Tur and the Rosh. You are Asur and the Tainus. Avil Shai Devarim, Ein Noing and Behen. But other things we're not knowing. So it's mashma that you're not doing anything on the Adar Rishon. V'yeshu amidah behesmid b'tainus mutarim. That's this shita that we just read. Hagov aminikus for Rishona, that it is also behesmid b'tainus. And yesh aymrim says Ramah shechayev laharbois mishta v'simcha barbaser shabad Rishon. Some people say that you are mechuyev to go ahead and do some mishta v'simcha, which would be like the Ran. But he says that shechayev laharbois, you should be marba. However, he says, and that comes from Rabbeinu Peretz, Rabbeinu Yechiel Meperiz, I'm sorry, who says you should be rogel laharbos hazmim, and he also says to invite people as well. They noyegin can, he says, but mikol mokam yarbek tzas besude kedei latzis yideya machmirim v'toiv leiv mishta tamis. So there's a whole question over here. What's the Indian over here that the Ramah says that you should be marbek tzas? I mean, if there's no mitzvah, there's no mitzvah. If there is a mitzvah, you should do like Rabbeinu Yechiel. You should marba. You should.
What's
the Ein Noeg in Laharbois? Ein Noeg in
Laharbois,
right.
Nevertheless, Yarbik Tzas.
But you should do Yarbik Tzas. So, what's the meaning of Yarbik Tzas? I mean, Manshach, if you hold, you don't do it, you don't do it. And if you do it, so do it, so be Machmer, and do it Geshmak, right? And then he ends with Toiv Leiv Mishta Tamid. So, why does he end with that pasuk of Toiv Leiv Mishta Tamid? So, it brings out very interesting to Ricky Vega.
You have to eat. Just be a
little. No. He says you do have to eat. So I don't know, they bring down over here a Shari Tshuva that explains this thing about the Ktzas. I didn't have time to look at it. But Ricky Vega brings down the Toiv Leiv Mishta Tamid, a very nice pshat. So the Toiv Leiv Mishta Tamid, that's going on the Bali Mishnah. The Bali Mishnah is the Toiv Leiv Mishta Tamid. I guess because it's easier and it's more good. But whereas the Bali Gemara, Ricky Vega says, brings down that...
What do you mean?
The Bali Mishnah?
What do you mean?
He says, it says, Kol Yimei Ani Royim El Bali Talmud. This is schwitzing on svaras and stiras and everything. V'tayv Leiv Mishta Tamid El Bali Mishnah. So Mela is very good. The Ramah ended up over here V'tayv Leiv Mishta Tamid. Why? Because what's the whole diak that you should have a mishnah v'simcha is from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that ein bein ader rishon ader sheni ela matas avir mikra megillah, and from there Tosfos brings down the diak and the ran, but mashma for everything else they're equal. So that's why it says that Ramah ends, since we're machmir to have episam suda petayv leiv mishnah tamid, because we're going after the Bali Mishnah that says you should make that diak. Okay. I think this is a 1 week thing, as it looks like, but
yeah, thank you.
Mitzvah Hashem, we shall all be zeichet to have a javaldiga purim katan.
Amen.